At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like your world was spinning out of control, with chaos closing in from every side? What if I told you there's a powerful psalm that can anchor your soul and fill you with unshakable peace? My friends, today we're diving deep into Psalm 46, a wellspring of divine wisdom and comfort. I want to walk you through this powerful psalm verse by verse, uncovering the profound truths that can steady our hearts in any storm. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a master beekeeper calmly tending to a buzzing hive of thousands of bees. To most, this scene would invoke panic and fear of being stung. Yet the beekeeper moves with serene confidence, at peace amidst what others see as danger. This is the kind of unwavering trust and inner stillness that Psalm 46 invites us to embrace. In a world full of noise and turmoil, this psalm teaches us to find our center in God's unchanging presence. Let's begin our journey through this remarkable psalm and discover how it can revolutionize our faith and our lives. Now, we will explore the unshakable refuge of our Heavenly Father as we examine verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 46. Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. These words remind us that God is not distant or uninvolved in our lives. He is our safe haven, our source of power, and He's always ready to help when we face difficulties. The psalmist emphasizes that God is very present, not just present, but intensely so. This means that no matter what trouble we face, God is right there with us, offering His strength and protection. Now let's consider verses 2 and 3. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Here, the psalmist paints a picture of extreme natural disasters, events that would typically cause intense fear. Yet, because of God's presence, the psalmist declares, we will not fear. This isn't blind optimism or denial of reality. It's a deep-seated confidence in God's power and protection. My friends, think about the most frightening situations you can imagine. Now, imagine facing those situations with the unwavering belief that God is right there with you, protecting and strengthening you. That's the kind of faith this psalm's calling us to embrace. In Proverbs 18, verse 10, we read, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." This verse echoes the sentiment of Psalm 46. When we run to Him, we find safety, no matter what storms rage around us. But what does it mean to make God our refuge? It means turning to Him first when troubles come, rather than relying solely on our own strength or worldly solutions. It means trusting His wisdom over our own understanding. It means finding our peace in His presence, not in the absence of problems. My friends, making God our refuge is a daily choice, a habit we must cultivate. It's not always easy, especially when life's challenges seem overwhelming. But the more we practice running to God, the more natural it becomes. And the more we experience His faithfulness, the stronger our trust grows. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Similarly, the more we exercise our faith by relying on God as our refuge, the stronger and more unshakable our faith becomes. Now, let's consider verse 3 again. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, these words paint a vivid picture of turmoil and instability. Waters roaring, mountains shaking, these are powerful forces beyond human control. Yet, even in the face of such chaos, we're called to remain unafraid because of our trust in God. This reminds me of the words in Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 2. It says, "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name."
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. God doesn't promise that we'll never face troubles. Instead, He promises to be with us through those troubles, ensuring that they don't overwhelm us. My dear friends, this is the heart of what it means to have God as our refuge. It's not about avoiding all difficulties, but about facing them with the confidence that God is with us. It's about knowing that no matter how big the problem, our God is bigger. No matter how strong the storm, our refuge is stronger. I want you to reflect on your own life. Where are you seeking refuge? Are you trying to weather life's storms on your own, or are you running to the strong tower of God's presence? Remember, God is not just a refuge for some people or in some circumstances. He is our refuge, yours and mine, in all times and in all situations. Let's make a commitment today to turn to Him first, to trust in His strength rather than our own. As we do, we'll find a peace that surpasses all understanding, a strength that never fails, and a refuge that cannot be shaken. My friends, let's now examine verses 4 to 7 of Psalm 46. Verse 4 tells us, "There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High." This verse paints a beautiful picture of peace and joy in God's presence. The city of God represents His dwelling place, where His people find safety and happiness. The river symbolizes the constant flow of God's blessings, refreshing and sustaining His people. This imagery reminds us of Revelation 22, verse 1, where the scripture says, "And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Both passages speak of God's life-giving presence among His people. My dear friends, this river of God's presence isn't just a future hope. It's available to us now. When we open our hearts to God, His Spirit flows through our lives like a refreshing stream. Verse 5 continues, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, just at the break of dawn. This verse emphasizes God's constant presence and timely help. The phrase, just at the break of dawn, suggests that God's help comes at the perfect moment, when it's most needed. It reminds us of Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Each new day brings fresh mercies from our ever-faithful God. Now, let's look at verse 6. It says, the nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice. The earth melted. This verse contrasts the tumult of earthly powers with the supreme authority of God. While nations and kingdoms rise and fall, God's voice has the power to melt the earth itself. This reminds us that no matter how chaotic or threatening our circumstances may seem, God's power far surpasses any earthly force. Verse 7 brings us back to the central theme. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This powerful declaration is repeated later in the psalm, emphasizing its importance. It reminds us that the all-powerful God of the universe is personally present with us. He's not a distant God, but a close companion and protector. The phrase, God of Jacob, is significant too. Jacob, despite his flaws and struggles, experienced God's faithfulness throughout his life. By using this name, the psalmist reminds us that God is faithful even when we are not perfect. My friends, these verses paint a picture of security that goes beyond mere physical safety. They speak of a deep, soul-level peace that comes from knowing we are in God's presence. Think about the most secure place you know. Maybe it's your home or loved one's embrace. Now, imagine a security that goes even deeper than that. A security rooted in the very presence of the Creator of the heavens and earth. That's the kind of security these verses are describing. But how do we access this security? How do we experience the gladness of God's river and the protection of His presence? It starts with recognizing our need for Him. Too often, we try to find security in other things. Our jobs, our relationships, our achievements. But these things, good as they may be, can never provide the deep, unshakable security that God offers. Not only that, we should remember that the things of the world are temporal, but God's presence and security is eternal. We need to consciously choose to dwell in God's presence, to make Him our refuge. This means spending time with Him in prayer and in His Word. It means aligning our lives with His will and trusting His guidance. It means relying on His strength rather than our own. As we do this, we begin to experience the reality of these verses in our lives. We find joy in God's presence, even when circumstances are difficult. We experience His help, coming at just the right time. We feel secure, knowing that the Lord of hosts is with us. My dear friends, I want to encourage you to make this your daily reality. Don't settle for the temporary security that the world offers. Instead, seek the lasting security found in God's presence. Let His river of blessings flow through your life, bringing gladness and peace. Rest in the knowledge that He is with you, that He is your refuge. No matter what challenges you face, no matter how turbulent the world around you becomes, you can stand firm because the God of Jacob is your refuge. Again, I invite you to reflect on your own life. Where are you seeking security? Are you experiencing the gladness that comes from God's presence? If not, what steps can you take to dwell more in the city of God? Remember, God's invitation is always open. His river is always flowing. His presence is always available. All we need to do is turn to Him and receive. My friends, we will now focus on verses 8 to 11 of Psalm 46 and explore what it means to be still and know. Verse 8 tells us, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth." This verse invites us to witness God's mighty deeds. The psalmist calls us to open our eyes and recognize God's handiwork in the world around us. Even in desolations or destructions, we're reminded that God is at work. This echoes the words of Isaiah 45, verse 7, which says, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things." God's sovereignty extends over all events, both good and challenging. Verse 9 continues, "He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." Here, we see God as the ultimate peacemaker. He has the power to end all conflicts and destroy weapons of war. This reminds us of Micah 4, verse 3, which tells us, "He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Both passages point to God's ability to bring peace where there is conflict. My dear friends, in a world often torn by strife and discord, these verses offer hope. They remind us that true and lasting peace comes from God alone. Now we come to verse 10, perhaps the most well-known verse of this psalm. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." These words are a powerful call to stillness and recognition of God's sovereignty. But what does it mean to be still? In our busy, noisy world, stillness can feel almost impossible. Yet, this verse calls us to cultivate inner quietness, to cease our striving, and to focus our attention on God. It's in this stillness that we truly come to know God. Not just know about Him, but know Him personally and intimately. This knowing goes beyond intellectual understanding. It's a deep, experiential knowledge that transforms us from the inside out. My friends, when was the last time you were truly still before God? When did you last quiet your thoughts, set aside your worries, and simply rest in His presence? This stillness is not passive or unproductive. It's active and transformative. It's in these moments of stillness that God often speaks most clearly to our hearts. It's where we gain perspective, find peace, and receive strength. The second part of verse 10 reminds us of God's ultimate goal: to be exalted among the nations and in the earth. This exaltation isn't because God has an ego, but for our benefit. When we recognize and honor God's greatness, we place ourselves in right relationship with Him. We acknowledge our dependence on Him and open ourselves to His guidance and blessing. Finally, verse 11 repeats the powerful refrain, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." This repetition serves to emphasize the central message of the psalm. No matter what we face, no matter how chaotic the world becomes, we can find refuge in God. The Lord of hosts, the commander of heavenly armies, is with us. The God who was faithful to Jacob despite his flaws is our refuge. My dear friends, this psalm offers us a roadmap for navigating life's challenges. It calls us to recognize God's power, to seek His presence, and to find our peace in Him. It invites us to be still, to know God deeply, and to trust in His sovereignty. So how do we apply these truths to our daily lives? First, we need to make time for stillness. In our busy world, this might mean setting aside specific times for prayer and reflection. It might mean turning off our devices and finding a quiet place to simply be with God. Second, we need to cultivate an awareness of God's presence throughout our day. Remember, He is not just with us during our quiet times, but in every moment. Third, we need to actively choose to make God our refuge. When troubles come, our first instinct should be to turn to Him, not to our own resources or worldly solutions. Fourth, we need to look for God's handiwork in the world around us. Even in difficult times, we can see evidence of His power and love if we open our eyes to it. Finally, we need to rest in the knowledge of God's sovereignty. No matter what happens in the world around us, God remains in control. My friends, I encourage you to carry these truths of Psalm 46 with you. Let them shape your perspective and guide your actions. Remember, the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. Be still and know that He is God. In this knowledge, you can face any challenge with confidence and peace. Remember that God is our unshakable refuge, the source of living waters in His holy city, and the sovereign Lord who calls us to be still and know Him. In the midst of life's storms, cling to the truth that the Lord of hosts is with you, and the God of Jacob is your refuge. Let this psalm be your anchor in troubled times, your source of joy in moments of peace, and your constant reminder of God's unwavering presence and power. Find the courage to be still, to trust in His sovereignty, and to experience the deep, transformative knowledge of who He is. Each day, carry the peace of Psalm 46 in your hearts, allowing it to shape your thoughts, guide your actions, and deepen your faith. Remember, in every circumstance, God remains your strength, your peace, and your ever-present help. Go forth with confidence, knowing that you are held securely in the hands of the Almighty God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. Your name is exalted above all names, and your glory fills the earth. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the source of all life and wisdom. I marvel at your boundless love, your unfailing mercy, and your perfect justice. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, the one who holds the universe in your hands. Lord, I thank you for your constant presence in my life, for being my refuge in times of trouble. I am grateful for the peace that flows like a river from your throne, refreshing my soul. Thank you for your word in Psalm 46, which reminds me of your unwavering strength and protection. I am grateful for your patience with me, your guidance through life's storms, and your endless compassion. Thank you for your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Father, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness and resentment. Lord, teach me to be still and know that you are God. Help me to quiet my anxious thoughts and find rest in your presence. When chaos surrounds me, remind me that you are my unshakable refuge. Fill me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke fear, anxiety, and doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of unbelief, and I claim the spirit of faith in my life. Lord, make me a vessel of your peace in this turbulent world. Use me to bring hope to the hopeless and comfort to the brokenhearted. Let your living water flow through me, bringing life and joy to those around me. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Touch my body with your healing power, mending what is broken and restoring what is weak. Heal my heart from past hurts and disappointments, replacing pain with your perfect love. Renew my mind with your truth, transforming my thoughts to align with your will. I ask for your divine protection against every attack of the enemy. Shield me from harm, danger, and evil schemes. Surround me with your angels and build a hedge of protection around me. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you, asking that you bless them as you've blessed me. Pour out your favor upon them, protect them from harm, and draw them closer to you. May they also find refuge in you and experience the joy of your presence. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in your love and strengthen our faith as we seek you together. We declare victory over every challenge we face, for greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We claim the healing you promised, believing that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. Thank you for your protection over our lives, our families, and our communities. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to be bold witnesses for Christ and guide us in all truth. We stand firm on your promises, knowing that you are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Help us to be still and know that you are God, trusting in your sovereignty over all circumstances. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.